Now, the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations says the U.S.-led coalition has once again used white phosphorus bombs in the country's eastern Deir ez-Zor province. Bashar al-Jafari condemned the U.S.-led coalition's use of banned weapons in Hajran City. The Syrian diplomat said some Western countries are hell-bent on changing the geopolitical map of the Middle East. He said the Syrian army and its allied units will leave no stones unturned to bring every single terrorist to its knees across the country.
My government reaffirms also that it will continue to combat terrorism until it liberates the last part of Syrian territory from the grip of terrorists and all foreign military presence which is present illegitimately on Syrian territory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, Jafari made the comments while addressing the United Nations Security Council. He said the terrorists use civilians as human shields. He stressed that Damascus believes in neutral, independent and non-politicized role of the UN in helping the Syrians affected by terrorism. Jafari said sanctions imposed by the U.S. and the EU against Damascus exacerbate the suffering of the Syrian people. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Eric Wahlberg, journalist and Middle East expert, joining us live from Ontario. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Now, were you surprised to hear Mr. Jafari making this announcement about the use of white phosphorus bombs in Deir ez-Zor?
I'm not surprised. I'm, of course, disappointed that the U.S. keeps using chemical weapons. It has not really acknowledged Agent Orange and the incredible damage that was done to both Vietnam and Laos by carpet bombing using the Agent Orange, which is similar to this white phosphorus. So it's continuing, and at the same time, it points the finger at the Syrian government, and that's really the kettle calling the pot black. This America is the one that's doing the bombing. But it's not a surprise.
Now, it also should be taken into account that white phosphorus is banned according to international law. Do you think that there will be some kind of international action taken by the United Nations? Can we expect some international outcry?
Well, I hope so. I hope that the Iranian representative Jafari, that people will pick up on this and make some kind of motion to acknowledge the use of white phosphorus. But they've been using it for the past year, and no official, no government has spoken out except for Iran, as far as I know, and that's a shame.
Is there any way to take action internationally?
Well, that's what the UN's for. It should be there should be some kind of General Assembly motion condemning the U.S. for the use of white phosphorus. At least you could do it in the General Assembly. And of course, you can't do that in where the U.S. has a veto power, but it doesn't in the General Assembly. So let's hope that this will happen.
And in the meantime, it's only the people who are suffering, isn't it, Mr. Wolf?
Yes, it's a shame. What can I say?
Thank you very much, Mr. Eric Wahlberg, journalist and Middle East expert, joining us live from Toronto.